In a wide-ranging interview, we asked FPL's president, Eric Szilagyi, about a number of issues facing the utility, with some direct questions about its relationship with state regulators.
They have not said no, so I guess the public kind of feels like the PSC might be in FPL's back pocket.
You know, that's just not true. You look at the Public Service Commission, I think, frankly, that's a disservice.
But there were some particular claims made by Szilagyi that got the attention of our audience, including one that Turkey Point, the nuclear facility in South Miami-Dade, sustained a, quote, direct hit from Hurricane Andrew in 1992.
That was the highest storm surge recorded that I'm aware of in South Florida. And we had no issues at all with storm surge. And that was from a Category 5, you know, direct hit from Andrew.
It's true and it's misleading at the same time.
South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard was listening. He has a PhD in biological science and teaches at Florida International University.
The eye came straight over Turkey Point. But the dangerous side of the storm is what we call the dirty side of the storm. That came in north of Turkey Point.
Miami Herald environmental reporter Curtis Morgan covers FPL and hurricanes.
I think it's splitting hairs to say they didn't weather a direct hit. They were right on the fringe of the eye wall. Maybe it wasn't the most powerful part of Andrew, but it was a very strong storm. And if you go directly to the west, that was some of the worst damage. Now, what they didn't get was the maximum storm surge.
Storm surge may not be an issue for the reactors themselves, which are built on 25-foot mounts, but it's the spent nuclear waste stored away from the reactors in elevations of only 15 feet that concerns activists. Mayor Stoddard argues there's no way to know if these containment units can withstand the storm surge, putting the waste itself in jeopardy.
Nuclear power generates nuclear waste that has to be kept apart from people for somewhere between 1 and 6 million years. We don't have any idea how to protect something from a million years. That's just beyond our ken. We're having trouble grappling with the idea of sea level change occurring over 1 to 200 years.
Szilagyi says spent fuel is in good hands at Turkey Point and at FPL's other nuclear facility nearby in St. Lucie County, but the utility would prefer it to be relocated, storms or no storms.
We're able to store the fuel on site at Turkey Point and St. Lucie safely. There's plenty of space, but we believe it does make a lot of sense to have a central repository.
In other matters discussed, Florida Power and Light's president says nuclear power is still the most efficient form of energy production. The Herald's Curtis Morgan, though, says Japan's earthquake and ensuing nuclear disaster 2 years ago has changed the conversation a bit about safety.
Overall, the safety record is good, and the industry's safety record is good. The concern is always about some sort of catastrophic event like a Fukushima.
The discussion with FPL's president also focused on renewable energy sources such as solar and wind technology.
The reality is that wind and solar is not more efficient than nuclear power, as an example. It has its place in producing energy, much like a good investment in a 401k account.
Mayor Stoddard, however, disputes that renewables are actually in FPL's best interest.
They don't make money through energy conservation. They make money by selling electricity, and they make money through nuclear power. It's a great way for the shareholders to make money because the public bears all the risks. The public bears a significant part of the financing costs.
As for those financing costs, the Florida Supreme Court recently ruled that FPL's nuclear cost recovery fee is legal. This month, it unanimously upheld a state law that allows utilities to charge customers for future nuclear reactors, even if they never get built. The court ruling came coincidentally on the same day that the Florida legislature passed a bill intended to decrease how much utilities could charge for nuclear power. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.